Welcome to the Jed McKenna Non-Duality Podcast. Jed is the author of The Enlightenment, Dream State, and Jed Talks trilogies. Find Jed's books on Amazon.com and at wisefoolpress.com in print, ebook and MP3 audiobook editions. Read and listen to hundreds of articles by Jed McKenna, available exclusively at jedvita.com. Thank you.
The Mysterious Stranger by Mark Twain. Chapter 11. The Mysterious Stranger is an unfinished novella written by Mark Twain. It explores philosophical and moral themes through the encounter between a young boy named Theodore and a mysterious figure named Satan, an angel and the nephew of the fallen angel whose name he shares, who appears in a small village. Satan, seemingly omniscient and indifferent to human suffering, challenges Theodore's perceptions of reality and morality, ultimately leading him to question the nature of existence and the inherent cruelty of the world. Twain's work delves into themes of free will, the nature of evil, and the illusion of human progress, offering a thought-provoking examination of the human condition. The Mysterious Stranger by Mark Twain. Chapter 11. For as much as a year, Satan continued these visits, but at last he came less often. And then for a long time he did not come at all. This always made me lonely and melancholy. I felt that he was losing interest in our tiny world and might at any time abandon his visits entirely. When one day he finally came to me, I was overjoyed, but only for a little while. He had come to say goodbye, he told me, and for the last time. He had investigations and undertakings in other corners of the universe, he said, that would keep him busy for a longer period than I could wait for his return. "And you are going away and will not come back any more?" I asked. "Yes," he said. "We have comraded long together, and it has been pleasant for both, but I must go now, and we shall not see each other any more." "In this life, Satan, but in another?" I asked. "We shall meet in another, surely." Then, all tranquilly and soberly, he made the strange answer. "There is no other." A subtle influence blew upon my spirit from his, bringing with it a vague, dim, but blessed and hopeful feeling that the incredible words might be true, even must be true. "Have you never suspected this, Theodore?" he asked. "No, how could I? But if it can only be true," I replied. "It is true," he said. A gust of thankfulness rose in my breast, but a doubt checked it before it could issue in words, and I said, but we have seen that future life, seen it in its actuality, and so..." "It was a vision," he said. "It had no existence." I could hardly breathe for the great hope that was struggling in me. "A vision? Life itself is only a vision," he said. "A dream." "It was electrical, by God." I had had that very thought 1,000 times in my musings. "Nothing exists, all is a dream. God, man, the world, the sun, the moon, the wilderness of stars, a dream. All a dream. They have no existence. Nothing exists save empty space. And you. I." "And you are not you," he said. "You have no body, no blood, no bones. You are but a thought. I myself have no existence. I am but a dream. Your dream, creature of your imagination. In a moment you will have realized this, then you will banish me from your visions, and I shall dissolve into the nothingness out of which you made me. I am perishing already," he continued. "I am failing, I am passing away. In a little while you will be alone in shoreless space, to wander its limitless solitudes without friend or comrade forever. For you will remain a thought, the only existent thought, and by your nature, inextinguishable, indestructible. But I, your poor servant, have revealed you to yourself and set you free. Dream other dreams and better." "Strange," he continued, "that you should not have suspected years ago, centuries, ages, eons ago, for you have existed companionless through all the eternities. Strange indeed that you should not have suspected that your universe and its contents were only dreams, visions, fiction. Strange because they are so frankly and hysterically insane, like all dreams. A God who could make good children as easily as bad, yet preferred to make bad ones. Who could have made every one of them happy, yet never made a single happy one. Who made them prize their bitter life, yet stingily cut it short. Who gave his angels eternal happiness unearned, yet required his other children to earn it. Who gave his angels painless lives, yet cursed his other children with biting miseries and maladies of mind and body. who mouths justice and invented hell, mouths mercy and invented hell, mouths golden rules and forgiveness multiplied by 70 times 7 and invented hell, who mouths morals to other people and has none himself, who frowns upon crimes yet commits them all, who created man without invitation, then tries to shuffle the responsibility for man's acts upon man instead of honorably placing it where it belongs, upon himself. And finally, with altogether divine obtuseness, invites this poor abused slave to worship him. You perceive now that these things are all impossible except in a dream, he said. You perceive that they are pure and puerile insanities, the silly creations of an imagination that is not conscious of its freaks. In a word, that they are a dream, and you, the maker of it. The dream marks are all present. You should have recognized them earlier. It is true, that which I have revealed to you. There is no God, no universe, no human race, no earthly life, no heaven, no hell. It is all a dream, a grotesque and foolish dream. Nothing exists but you, and you are but a thought, a vagrant thought, a useless thought, a homeless thought, wandering forlorn among the empty eternities. He vanished and left me appalled, for I knew and realized that all he had said was true. This concludes The Mysterious Stranger, Chapter 11, by Mark Twain. It devolves into an anti-Christian screed at one point, but if we view it as a glimpse into Twain's process of spiritual autolysis, we can see that he was on his own journey and working to overcome the obstacles that confronted him. The entire novella can be found at Project Gutenberg. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Jed McKenna Non-Duality Podcast. Visit wisefoolpress.com and jedvita.com for more from Jed McKenna. Thank you.